KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky now. It's 7 degrees below zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. A high of 24, winter storm warning in effect tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock through 9 a.m. on Wednesday for moderate to heavy snowfall, anywhere from 5 to 9 inches as possible. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. Topping the news this hour, authorities say two University of Iowa, Northern Iowa students, one including one from Western Iowa, were killed when their car collided with a semi-trailer Sunday. The collision occurred around 12:40 p.m. a few miles north of Conrad on Iowa Highway 14. The Grundy County Sheriff's Office says the northbound car went out of control on the snow and ice-covered road and crossed into the path of a southbound semi. The Sheriff's Office identified the driver of the car as 21-year-old Justin Keim, who lived in Stuartsville, Minnesota, and his passenger is 21-year-old Tristan Marlowe, who lived in Council Bluffs. The truck driver wasn't injured. He was identified as 27-year-old Lawrence Smith of St. Louis. The accident remains under investigation. The Creston Police Department reports 21-year-old Brandon Joseph Lee Tull of Creston was arrested at around 3 a.m. today following a traffic stop. Tull was taken into custody for driving while suspended. And four people were arrested on separate charges Monday. A little before 6 a.m., 33-year-old Cassie Ann Wilmoth of Creston was arrested on Highway 25 in Creston for driving while suspended. At around 2:10 p.m., 47-year-old Misty Dawn Darst of Creston was arrested in Creston on an Adams County warrant. She was transferred to the custody of Adams County deputies. Just before 10:30 a.m. Monday, 51-year-old Edward Earl Jones of Creston was arrested at his home for violation of a protective order and was being held in the Union County Jail, awaiting an initial court appearance. And at around 8:30 a.m. Monday, Creston police arrested 58-year-old Pamela Day Kleiser of Creston on an Adams County warrant. She was subsequently released on a $200 bond. Elsewhere in the news, Fred Hubbell, the Iowa Democratic Party's nominee for governor last year, is recovering from serious but not life-threatening injuries after he was struck by a vehicle while riding his bike. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The accident happened in Arizona Friday afternoon. A family spokesman says a motorist ran a red light and struck Hubbell, fracturing Hubbell's pelvis. Hubbell has undergone a couple of surgeries, and the family spokesman says there will be significant physical therapy ahead for Hubbell. Hubbell's 2018 opponent, Governor Kim Reynolds, has tweeted her deepest best wishes to Hubbell and his family as he recovers from what she calls a tragic accident. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Julian Castro, 2020 Democratic presidential candidate and Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President Obama, will visit Exira this Thursday. Event organizers say at only 44 years old, Castro's leadership experience also includes serving as mayor of his hometown of San Antonio. He'll be speaking and taking questions at the Exira Event Center a little after 5 p.m. on Thursday. The Audubon County Democrats are hosting the event, which begins at 5 p.m. Anyone interested in meeting Julian Castro and listening to what he has to say is welcome to attend, and you do not need to be a Democrat or from Audubon County to attend the meeting. The Atlantic City Council this Wednesday evening will act on a resolution establishing procedures for collection, interest, and penalties for delinquent stormwater utility bills. City Administrator John Lund reports the city's Personnel and Finance Committee met January 23rd and reviewed a recommendation by the Finance and Administration Department to establish an administrative fee for delinquent stormwater bills. In order to encourage utility customers to pay their bills, the city, if the resolution is approved, would add a penalty for the issuance of correspondence stating the exact amount a property owner owes if the bill is not paid after 6 months of non-payment. The fee amounts to $25 per parcel. Late payment penalties would not be charged and remain at, or changed, that is, and remain at 15% per month. Lund says by the city's estimate, nearly 25% of all stormwater bills are in such a state of delinquency that they are rolled over into property taxes. Most bills are $17.10. The city assumes the bills are being thrown into the garbage and or that the property owner is being recalcitrant or purposely uncooperative. The purpose of charging a fee for correspondence on overdue stormwater utility bills was unanimously recommended by the Personnel and Finance Committee, or the policy, that is. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening will act on setting the date for a public hearing as March the 6th to adopt the proposed fiscal year 2020 10-year capital improvement plan, or CIP. and a resolution adopting the preliminary FY 2020 budget, as well as setting the date for a public hearing on the budget as March the 6th. The draft FY 2019 budget was submitted to the Council and media prior to the February 6th Council meeting. And at that time, the proposed budget for FY 2020 was $16,520,747, which was a decrease of nearly $130,000 from the FY 2019 revised estimate. The estimated total tax levy under the current budget, as proposed, is $16,135,155, and that amounts to $16.86 per $1,000 valuation on regular property and $3 per $1,000 on agricultural land. The city must approve the preliminary budget and set the date for a public hearing in order to allow the public to examine the budget and provide their feedback to the council. The final budget must be submitted to the state by March 15th. And the Atlantic City Council Wednesday is expected to recognize Tommy Gaines for his 20 years of service to the Atlantic Street Department. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach will host a market-ready workshop for area producers in Atlantic next Tuesday, February 26th. The training is designed to provide producers with the skills and knowledge needed to make sound decisions about diversifying operations into wholesale, retail, and institutional market outlets. The workshop will be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. Again, that's next Tuesday. The training will focus on the best marketing practices when dealing with these market outlets, including communications and relationship building, regulations, packaging and labeling, grading, pricing, logistics, and more. The workshop will also include a buyer panel. The intent of that portion of the program is for buyers to meet farmers and producers and for both sides of the sales transaction to understand what the other needs in order to supply and buy local food. Panelists will include chefs, grocers, and institutional buyers, such as those working for school districts and hospitals. The cost for the workshop is $20 per person or $35 per couple or two employees from the same farm. The fee includes training materials, lunch, and refreshments. Pre-registration is required for that event by 4 p.m. this Friday. To register, go to www.extension.iastate.edu/CASS, or you can stop by the Cass County Extension office or call 712-243-1132. And a pilot program in its first year at Big Creek State Park near Des Moines is using black locust trees as a raw material for handcrafting wooden log chairs. Iowa DNR Park Manager Chad Kellen says that the trees are considered an invasive species, so it's a bonus to be able to make use of them in a worthwhile fashion.
It's not the furniture component I'm after. I'm after the whole end user, the ultimate goal. I'm tired of just piling this stuff and burning it. Somebody's got to have a use for it.
State law allows the public to harvest the black locust trees with a special permit. Kelson says since the trees are invasive, this is a great way to repurpose them.
When you start talking furniture and stripping down these big trees standing out in the timber, it's hard to get an idea of what you're looking at doing. And then when I talked to the first person into it, he talked his friends into it, and they had a lot of fun, and that's what this program is about, having fun, learning a little bit, and getting something done.
So far, two volunteer groups have participated in constructing three log chairs through 40 hours of in-kind service. The chairs will not be sold. Instead, they will be used at cabins at Springbrook State Park in Guthrie County. Kelson says it's likely the program will be offered again next winter. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.